Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Friday edition of Lunch and Learn. My name is Don Smith. I'm an area director out of Maine, Hampshire, as my partner Don LaPlume likes to say. We just have a fantastic show for you guys today. My partner Don will not be joining us, I don't believe. He's tied up in a meeting, but I have the pleasure and honor of having a special guest on today's show with me that I will introduce to you in just a couple of minutes when we start on today's topic. So with that, I just want to do a little bit of housekeeping like we normally do. And I just want to point out to you guys that if you're on this call today, you're making yourself better and you're making your business better, because calls like today and other things that other field leaders and corporate puts out are here for you guys. We're here to help you guys get better at sharing the North American Power opportunity and the Thrive opportunity. So congratulations for being here, number one, and understand that these are the types of venues that you want to bring your guests to, that you want to bring your prospects, people who have taken a look a little bit at the business and they have more questions. Where better to find the answers than to talk to people who are already making it happen, already successful, okay? Already know how this business is done. Those are the people you want to talk to when you're looking at this. So make sure you're getting them on. These Lunch and Learn calls are every day, Monday through Friday, and there's numerous field leaders that do these calls during the week, and of course every Friday is myself and Don LaPlume, affectionately known as the New England Dons. And so other than these calls every noontime, which you can get to on your computer at noontimecall.com, or you can call in on the guest line, which is, I know what it is because I called into it, but I'm going to have a hard time finding it here, but we'll get you that information after. Here it is. It's 718-305-6534. And of course, if you're on this call, you should have that information. So, other calls, you want to find out what your team's doing. What local calls, what local events, what meetings are going on, and you can do that by going into your back office and looking at the meeting schedule. You can also go to topthriveleaders.com, and on there is an events tab. You can go on there, and it has all the events that are registered throughout the country. So if you've got people interested in all over this country, you'll be able to have places to plug them in and get them knowing what we're doing here with Thrive in the 2015 year. A couple of events I want to point out real quick. Here up in the New England area in Seabrook, New Hampshire, we'll have a big event on the 18th. So that's a week from tomorrow. A week from Sunday. It's a Sunday afternoon event. And if you are anywhere within a couple hours of Seabrook, New Hampshire, which is right on the Massachusetts border, you want to get to this event. And you can get to this event by going and registering online by going to freerhinos.com/meetings. And that will bring you right to the Eventbrite tab where you can register your team. Want to let everybody know that when you do that, we're looking for people, we're tracking now on all the meetings and events that we do, who's bringing guests and all that. And when you do that, when you bring the most guests, like for an event like the 18th, we're going to have prizes. And for this event, you could win 2 tickets to the national event in Dallas, Texas this year. So, free tickets. And if you've already purchased your ticket, we'll just reimburse you for the tickets you've already purchased. So you want to invite as many guests as you can, not just for tickets, though, because inviting guests to these events is what will build your business, okay? And that's a topic for another day. many other events going around the nation here. But before we get into some of those, because I know my guests will want to chime in on some of those as well, I'm going to bring in a gentleman that most of you should know. If you don't know who he is, you will know very soon. He is a gentleman, really, why we're all blessed to be in this company. Without this gentleman, there would be no North American Power that now is turning into Thrive or morphing into Thrive. And I just, I'm so excited and so honored and so so blessed to have him join me today, because he's really a man like myself, you know, just wants to get better every day, and he's so much into personal development that he's going to have some stuff today I know that's just going to blow your mind. So without any further ado, that's none other than Regional Founding Director, Mr. Michael O'Brien. Michael, are you out there, my friend?
Yes, I am, Don. Can you hear me fine?
I can, sir. I can. And welcome today, and thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much, Don. I appreciate the warm welcome and certainly want to give it right back to you, Don, for all that you do out there in Maine, New Hampshire.
Don calls it Maine Hampshire.
Maine Hampshire. I love it. I love it, Don. Well,
I got my own state, Mike. I'm so happy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I've known that since I met you, that you were in your own state.
Exactly.
But we love having fun, Don, and it's such a pleasure to be here. And again, thank you, Don, and welcome to everybody. And I know it's a time of the year where I spoke to this on the Thrive Live event last Saturday at Regional Director Mr. Andre Deary's home studio there. It's a time of the year where we really look back and we look forward and we evaluate where it is we are and where we want to go. And it's a big time of the year, Don, where people start to make goals. And it's a funny thing. You don't really think that goal setting is a art form or a craft or a science, but it really is. And you could be setting yourself up not to succeed by trying to change way too much too quickly. And if they're not specific or measurable goals or obtainable, you know, you could really be putting yourself in a position where you could demotivate yourself, and you don't want to do this. So one of the things I wanted to zero in on, if you have something to write with, I encourage you to take notes. And I found 10 steps you could take to increasing your skill sets in setting goals. And the first one, and again, it's such a timely topic here on our Lunch and Learn call in the first part of January, in the first part of 2015. So the very first one on goal setting strategies and how to become better at that whole thing is you want to narrow your focus. You want to isolate what goal would benefit you in your life the most right now. And then you want to zero in on that one specific goal. You don't want to have three or four goals that are taking your time and your energy and your focus. This way you'll be able to put in the attention and the effort and the motivation necessary to achieve that specific goal. The second aspect to making goals more obtainable is you want to make your goal performance-based. And, you know, results that when people set goals and they have them result-centric, what happens is external influences can influence that goal. And, again, that can actually demotivate us. So you don't want to do that. Performance-based goals, you started when you said you would. You made the goal of getting begun on your day by a certain time, and you did that. You gave it everything you had. Performance-based goals, second aspect. Third, create a goal statement that has positive language. You know, you want to avoid words like don't or won't or can't or never or stop. You know, you want to make sure that you don't ignite limiting belief thinking. Okay, and those words will make those associations. You want to create a timeline to determine exactly how you're going to achieve your goal. So write down the necessary steps you must take in order to achieve it and use your timeline to help you create time-centric to-do lists. Okay, that's number five. Number six, you want to visualize your success. You know, we all heard about vision boards, but you don't need 9 million mosaic pictures. You know, just one goal on that board, on that little index card. You know, the board connotates this huge, like, whiteboard type thing. It could be a tiny little index card that you have in several places, on your fridge, in your car, where you work, at your desk, near your phone. Little visualizations that you see 3-4 minutes each day, 3-4 times a day. Makes a huge difference. Number seven, you want to journal your progress. And you want to celebrate micro successes. Let's say you got better at edification. You got better at achieving the goal of speaking to 10 people that day and exposing 3. You got better at a very unique approach to our business that National Director Bob Doran shared with me. Make your approaches in the morning. You achieve those 3 exposures by noon. So celebrate that. Take yourself out to lunch. Take your significant out to dinner and celebrate. You don't have to hit huge achievements. You want to reinforce yourself for that. Be forgiving to yourself. We're only humans. Don't push yourself too hard. Don't be too hard on yourself is number 8. Number 9, be persistent but have patience. Okay, be persistent, but have patience. And number 10, probably the most important one, is find an accountability partner. Hold yourself accountable so you can course correct. Find someone that you can say, listen, I need you to be there for me when I start to get a little wayward. And that person you want to have that same relationship back with. I know the New England Dons are their accountability partners, and hats off to you guys for doing that. So those are the 10 that I found for today's call that I thought was a very timely topic on the science of creating more obtainable goals and setting up your goals to have success. So, Don, I hope that this was a topic that folks got value from and that you personally did as well. And I'm always happy when my phone rings and it's you. I love doing these lunch and learn calls. I'll be here on Monday with top leader Xavier McNair out of Maryland for our lunch and learn call this Monday. And I'm going to spend some time on the power of next, of that term next. And we're going to go into that a little bit more on Monday. But, Don, I'm going to toss it back over to you at this point in time. And, again, thank you, Don, for allowing me to come on the show.
Well, Mike, thank you very much. And, as always, everything that you try to teach us is so timely. You know, this is the time of year that people should be reflecting on, you know, what goals maybe they did or did not set for last year and which ones they did or did not accomplish, and then how they can form new goals this year, but do it in a way that they can accomplish them. And I think those points that you made are so so well said, number one, but so important to the success of goals because, you know, as you know, 3% of people in this country even write down goals, okay? So, and by the way, 3% of the people make all the money in this country. Go figure. so as we know, you know, it's so important to have a business plan, to have what it is that you're doing. What are those tasks, right? Right? But first right. you have to know where do you want to go? Because, you know, the tasks have to match the destination, right? So you got to know where that destination is, what it is you'd like, you know what I mean, and where you want to go, you know. And what I like to do in the same topic that you were talking about is we like to tell people, you know, make a 10-year plan. What is your 10-year goal? Where would you like to be in 10 years? And don't limit it. You know, people so often limit their goals, right? Because they go, well, I want to be realistic. You know, I can't, there's no way I could do that, you know. And that goes along with what you just said. Never say can't, never say no. Understand, guys, that goals are merely dreams that you create, that you turn into reality by setting the steps and the motions in place to actually get there, okay? Because, you know, if you look at most of the success that's ever happened in this country, and great men that we would talk about today, you know, Henry Ford and the list goes on and on, the only reason they did is because they had a goal, they had a mission, and they didn't let the world or anybody or even their own thoughts get in the way of accomplishing what they wanted to accomplish. They just merely set the goal, they set the task in place to accomplish the goal, and they made sure they did it every day. And, you know, the accountability piece, Mike, that you talk about, I am fortunate to have Dawn as my my accountability partner. And we talk a lot about this, you know, on this call and with our team about getting an accountability partner. When we've worked with a lot of people on the team about that, and you know, sometimes it's another habit. You know, it's another thing that is hard to get people to do if they've never done it before. So understand that. So it's not they have to be things like you said, Mike, that you can set forth and actually want to do. And then, you know, actually put that plan in place to do it. And then communicate with other people to kind of to make sure that you are measuring that. You are accomplishing what you said you were going to do. And that's just so important. And it's the piece that most people are missing when they write down their goals. Most people write down their goals, and that's it. And they never look at them again. Or maybe they look at them. You know, a lot of people have been taught, write down your goals and then look at them every day. Like just looking at them is going to make them come true, you know, and that's good, and it's there's value there to doing that because it kind of reminds you every day of where you should be going, but you must put a plan together to get there, and you must have support, and that's the accountability piece, and you must be able to one other piece I'd like to throw in there, Mike, is you must be able to change those goals as you grow, as you expand, as you become a bigger, better person. Your goals are going to grow and expand and morph into other things, and that's okay. As long as, right, again, you have that path to get there. Would you agree with that, Mike?
Oh, I would, Don. And you know, Don, it's amazing. Some of the more, I guess, benign things, I would call them, or they're kind of like very quiet things in the world of success consciousness, like goal setting. You know, you don't realize that it's an actual art form, and it takes a certain amount of discipline. And as you start to peel back, you know, the onion a little bit on goal setting, you start to realize, my goodness, there's a lot here. I mean, you've got to be very careful on how you set yourself up when you're doing this entire practice. They've got to be the types of goals, Don, and we talked about this last night, that inspire you to continue. So if you make the micro goals that we were talking about last night, and you chunk, another form of that is chunking, and you chunk your goals down to obtainable goals, it creates a little bit of momentum towards the bigger goal, and it really keeps you engaged. And you know what's funny too, Don? This entire practice, if people start doing this, you know, your team is going to follow these types of behaviors, and you're going to be demonstrating to them in a very powerful way the activities of that 3%. And it goes back to that larger message, Don, that I've said so many times on the Monday calls, is the success consciousness behavior. When you're having the success thoughts and you're having positive conversations and positive activities, it only lends itself to more and more of a scenario conducive for more success. And this is just one of the things that you can do to keep that soil so fertile for more and more success. But it's interesting, Don. I wouldn't think that there was that, you know, as I started to research goal setting, it's interesting how much more of respect I have for that science, if you will, of it. And it's a very important thing. And it underscores you've got to work on yourself if you're going to work for yourself. You know what I mean,
absolutely.
Don? It's like little things. I know that you are in your lifetime, you know, a builder, and you probably, there's some analogies here. So many things that happen in that whole trade, you know, you have to work on to become better at. You've got to practice that. And rust could form on certain skill sets if you don't keep that knife sharp. And one of the ones that can really get dull is just the time spent working on yourself and taking a look at areas of your life that need work, taking a narrow focus on how are my goals actually comprised? Are they realistic? Is there a bunch of them where I really can't narrow my focus? Is there actually a timeline? So what you were saying with the 10-year and 5-year plan. So, you know, we don't have every single answer for this space, but if this call ends up igniting a curiosity and on your own accord you start to research goal setting and start to become better at it, watch as it trickles through your organizations, and it can really, really create a behavior that people repeat, and it's so powerful. It really is.
Yeah, it is.
I've had the good fortune of working around some very successful people like Bob Dorn and Kevin Marino and Carrie, and they all set these goals. They all do.
Yeah.
They all write them down and are constantly striving to grow. So very powerful topic, Don. I think one of the challenges, and you probably would agree with this, Don, is the entire space of developing yourself personally and working on areas of yourself, it's very difficult to have that topic fit into a lunch and learn call.
Right? Oh, yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
It really warrants a much longer call. So bear with us, folks, if we start to open up things and the challenge is trying to keep it from migrating into long topics, because some of these things just don't fit sometimes inside these calls, and you may have to spend some time outside of the lunch and learn call and drill down a little deeper to get the value that you can apply to your business.
Yeah. I often say this, Mike, what folks need to think about is you're already working on goals, okay, but you're either working on somebody else's goals and doing the things every day that accomplish that goal, or you're creating goals of your own and working on those goals. So understand that.
Right there, Don.
You know, because people get up every
stuff, Don.
But people overlook it, Mike. That's the thing. They don't necessarily, even though they're doing it every day, they don't see it as goals or as doing the tasks necessary to accomplish those goals, because someone else set them. They just have to follow the path. They just get up every day, right? They go in at 8 o'clock. They do whatever it is they do, and then they go home at 5 o'clock, right? And those are the tasks that are necessary to make that other person's or that company's goals happen. Okay.
Right.
So here you're creating your own life, your own business, your own future. So you've got to set those goals. What are they? And then you've got to put the steps in place, the itty-bitty steps even, in place that are going to get you closer to that goal every single day when you wake up. And that's the hard part for some people, is understanding that.
Don, that's such a tremendous insight right there. Because what can happen is, to a lot of folks, you know, we just fall into these patterns of where the days click into weeks and the weeks click into months. And it doesn't dawn on you that you're building someone else's dream.
And
that's such a great point, Don. It really is. Very, very powerful and excellent observation. And it really underscores the need to take the action on becoming more master of your destiny, your family's destiny, and not someone else's. And it's an exciting time for us as a company as we start to broaden out, and it underscores the importance for action. I hope everyone got value out of that, Don, and I know it's the bottom of the hour. I gotta have you on as a guest, Don, on my call.
I would love to. You know that. You know my rates are getting higher, but you know, anytime. Listen, I want to throw something out real quick too, Mike, and I don't think I even talked to you about it, but Don LaPlume turned me on to a tool online. It's called Lift, LIFT. Okay, it's now changing its name to Coach Me. So it's an accountability tool that's online. So for a lot of people who don't have an accountability partner or who have a hard time, you know, calling them or whatever on a regular basis, it's a system where we can all be on a social network together. We put in the goals that we want to accomplish and the times, the days of the week, you know, the amount of times you want to do that per week. Say it's approach three new people to make it personal to our business, or it's work out every day, or it's read a book for 30 minutes, or whatever it is. There's a lot of them already in there, and all you got to do is join them, or you can create your own. And then what you do is you follow other people. Like, I'm in there, Don. There's a bunch of people on our team that are starting to do it. We'd love to see you in there, Mike. And so we tell everybody, put in 5 to 10 habits that you want to change, that you need to do every day to get to accomplish your goals, okay? And what this does is every day you can set a reminder, like to get it at noontime or whatever, and it'll send you a thing and say, hey, did you remember to do these things? And there's the list of your goals. And when you've done them, all you got to do is hit the checkbox, check, 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 check. And then it tracks what you've done for the week. So, well, you know, you meant to do it 5 days this week and you did it 3, and when we start following each other, now I can follow you, you can follow me, and if you see me doing great or I need a pick-me-up or I need a tip, you can comment or give a thumbs up or whatever to say great job to people in your group and your team. So it's a way to kind of do the accountability thing as a group, as a support group, if you will. And I'll tell you, I've been using it now for about a week and a half, and I really think it's great.
Oh, what's that site again, Don?
It's Lift, LIFT, and what it is, an app. So go to it on your phone, on your smartphone, either an iPhone or a Samsung. Just go to your app store, put in Lift. It's free, okay? If you want to get coaching, you can pay for that, but we don't do that. It's free, and then you just go in and pick categories that you want to be a that you want to do, or create your own category, your own, you know, your own task or habit, if you will, and then follow other people. Look for them under their email address. Like me, I'm dpsmith@freerhinos.com, and Don is dlaplume@freerhinos.com. And whatever email you sign up with, just let your team know what that is, and then you guys can all get in there, and we can all support each other and help each other and comment. And you know, people get on and say, hey, I really want to do this, I'm having a hard time, what do you got, how can you help me? And we can comment on that, look, this is what I do, blah blah blah. And I just think it's a great tool that we can all kind of get on and help each other.
Well, I love it. I count on it. I'll do it. I'll go to the app store on my phone and do the Lift thing. That's awesome, Don. I love that. And
yep.
I know there's a big event coming up that you probably want to remind folks of, right, on the 18th?
Yeah, absolutely. January 18th, again, a week from Sunday. We're going to have Kevin Marino, our first $1 million earner up here. as well as Armando Torres, I think, is going to be in town. A lot of the New England leadership will be there. It's going to be a fantastic event, and you want to be there, and you want to get as many people as you possibly can there, because that's what builds your business. That's what builds belief, and that's what gets people excited to go out and build a business for themselves, okay? Remember, this is not about selling a product, any product. This is about building a business, having the opportunity to earn income by having people use services, products and services that they already use. Okay, that's who we are, and that's what we need, the message we need to get out there. So it's going to be a lot of training. It's going to be a great event. Remember, bring the most guests, win 2 tickets to the national event, which that in itself is great. Looking forward to everyone being there. The website again is Free Rhinos, so FreeRhinos.com/meetings. That'll bring you right to the Eventbrite site where you can register. And you want to register now? We're going to have a packed house. We want to know everybody that's going to be there. And I know that there's on the 24th, there's a big event down in Florida as well. There's a site that we can go to register for that. And I want to say it's Mission. Hang on a minute here. I'll have it momentarily. It's mission10k.com. So if you have anybody in Florida, or if you can be in Florida on the 24th, you want to go on there and register as well. There's also a competition. Whoever brings the most guests can win $500. Whoever gets the most guests to that event can win $500. So if you're from whoever's team you're from, that's who you want to register under. There's a list of names or teams that may be your AD or your sponsor. Like ours is Team Rhino. So if you're on our team, you want to click on Team Rhino and then register however many people are going to be there. And whatever team gets the most is going to get that money. So really cool. We definitely want to be there for that event. And is there anything else, Mike, that I'm missing?
No, I don't think so, Don.
Okay.
For anything that people want to see, you know, with everything that's happening, you know, with Thrive Vibe, the Thrive Live presentation, just go to thrive.community and click on events, and you can see all the events happening all over the country. Because they're hot and heavy right now, folks, and you want to save that to your favorites and get plugged in. As
Absolutely.
Don indicated, I've got a conflict on the 18th. Otherwise, I'd be there, for the guy. That sounds exciting. Yep, that sounds exciting up there in New England. It's amazing, Don. If you just spend 5 minutes at the calendar, just looking at the breadth of things happening around the country. Sometimes, you can think it's just right in your backyard, but when you step back. One of the things that dawns on people when they do that is, hey, wait a minute, who do I know in Houston? Who do I know in Atlanta? Who do I know in Chicago? Who do I know in Orlando for that big event coming up? So
here's something that's amazing to think about, Mike.
Sure.
Just a short few years ago, the only Thrive or North American Power meeting in the country was in the back of Carrie's car, right?
That's right. It was. You're so right about that.
Here we are a few years later, and we're, $400 million and meetings all over the country, and just exciting.
Well, it's testimony to that, your thoughts, because I was thinking about that. I was thinking about an energy company quite often, that how great it would be if I could be part of starting one, and you're drawn to what it is that you're thinking about. It just is a fact of the matter. What you spend your time thinking about expands and becomes real in your life. So watch your thoughts very carefully. I'm living evidence of it. I really am. It blows me away every day, Don. It really does. And, folks, I'm going to be creating a video in short order that speaks to some of that, and also a separate video that speaks to where we are right now so that you could supplement whatever exposure that you wanted to show so that people know where they're sitting right now with our opportunity. They're in a unique place with essentially an established company that's in pre-launch for a whole new opportunity in telemedicine. So very rare to have that with all the infrastructure in place and all the recognition and all the resources, the talent capital that we have. It's just a very rare set of circumstances. So it'll be about 6 to 8 minute video on that one. And then the other one will probably be about the same length. So be on the lookout for that. I hope to have that done by mid-February, the latest. But, no, you're spot on, Don. You really are.
Sweet.
But, hey, Don, not thanks sure again. If we... I know folks have to hop back to work. I appreciate the invite and the big shout-out. Thank you so much, Don.
And thank you, Michael, for joining me today. And listen, everybody, go out and have a fantastic day. And we'll see you all soon. Bye-bye.
Take care, Don.
Bye-bye.